Now, looking ahead again to 2007-08 P11Ds, I just want to update you on the changes. The form has changed, the date has changed, it's 2007-08. The note to the employee in the top right has been expanded, and the sex box that we had before has been changed to a gender box. So it now says gender, and then you put M for male or F for female. The employee name box is split into two boxes. But the most important change for you to remember going forward, the number boxes on the left-hand side of the cash equivalent boxes have changed to match the self-assessment tax return changes. So we now have box numbers 9 to 16 instead of 1.12 to 1.23. What I ask you to remember is to change the numbers if you're using P11D lists or P11D schedules to submit to HMRC. And guidance on submitting P11Ds in list form is in the booklet 480 at paragraph 25.6. Another quite important change in section F of the P11Ds, company cars and car fuel, the explanatory text beneath dates car was available has been changed this year. It says, do not complete the from box if the car was available on the 5th of April. So if someone had the same car the year before, 2006-07, so 6th of April, start of the 2007-08 tax year, the car that they had the year before, just leave it blank because it's the same car. And do not complete the two box if it continued to be available on the 6th of April. So if someone had the same car throughout the year, 6th of April 2007 to the 5th of April 2008, and they still had it the next day, you don't put anything in those boxes. Leave it blank. Because the computer reading will just assume that the car was there the whole of the time. There were a lot of problems in the last year with tax code changes which were wrong because these were being misread. So be very aware of that change. Another change on the P11D is there's a new box in section G for van fuel benefit. We now have a £500 company van fuel benefit when any private fuel is provided, but providing the van benefit charge is more than naught. Sounds a little silly, but what it basically means is if there's no company van benefit charge because the only use is from home to work, which is allowed for vans but not for cars, there'll be no fuel benefit. PLMD dispensations. You can't see what I'm reading, but it says, help, I'm confused. And I am a bit confused because the messages from the revenue are very mixed. In the employee bulletin number 27 in October 2007, we had a heading of dispense with the routine, and we had guidance saying, we want to help you reduce the amount of information you need to report, encouraging people to apply for dispensations. Employee Bulletin 28 in February 2008 said, watch out in April or May for a dispensation wizard that will tell you if you can apply for a dispensation. So again, another encouragement to apply for dispensations using this new wizard, which we haven't seen yet, of course, and telling us whether you would be able to apply. But then in the same Employee Bulletin number 28 in February, there's a heading of news on dispensations. And quite a stark warning. It starts off by saying, where we're satisfied there's no liability to income tax or NICs for certain expenses or benefits, a notice of dispensation can be given. But then it goes on to say, we will now consider revoking a dispensation retrospectively where there is any evidence of misrepresentation or negligence by an employer. And it gives us examples. The application didn't provide all the relevant information. Or there was a change in the way the expenses and benefits were made available. HMRC was not told of the change. So I'm saying to you, you've been warned. We are still being encouraged to apply for dispensations, but when you're coming to do the P11Ds for 2007-08, are you going to use a dispensation and is it still valid?